wake up with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Our small seasoned potatoes with your choice of classic breakfast sandwich, all for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Breakfast Baconator excluded.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on things happening in the WNBA with the league leaders and standings. And, man, we have a great show for you this week. We're going to recap opening weekend in the WNBA and so much more. So thank you so much once again for tuning in to this week's program. Before we get right into it, let's get to the top three storylines of currently what's going on in the WNBA. I want to start off with the 144 documentary. This was a riveting documentary that aired on ESPN. And, of course, this was directed by filmmakers Jenna Contreras and Lauren Stowell. And, of course, the executive producer of the 144 documentary was the Los Angeles Sparks player and current ESPN on-air talent, Chinee Ogwumike. And what makes 144 so unique is that basically for those that have not seen the documentary as of yet, the documentary basically highlights everything that had taken place in the WNBA bubble last season, or the Wubble, as it was known as. And it talked about the trials and the tribulations and the struggles and the triumphs that the 144 players that represent, that are the total number of players within the WNBA, which is 144, of what they had to go through being in the Wubble in 2020. It also shows the raw emotions of what the players had to go through, from living arrangements to having to see each other as well as their opponents on a day-to-day basis, the living conditions they had to endure, and of course with the social justice issues that they had to take place with the likes of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, the Jacob Blake situation, and of course they also led to the postponement of several games during the WNBA season during the 2020 campaign. So this was definitely a documentary filled with raw emotions, filled with courage, bravery. And I've said it before, and I said it again. I also had one of my good colleagues, Matt Ellentuck, who covers women's basketball, the WNBA and women's college basketball. And, you know, we've seen it happen time and time again. The WNBA is the one organization where they show the most bravery. They show the most courage whenever it's racial tensions or anything that's going on in America. The WNBA is really the one to really step up to the plate and make note of what's going on. And again, this what started out as players adapting to a pandemic, the uncertainties, you know, what's going on, and just dealing with the day-to-day mental strain of what's happening in the midst of the beginning of a pandemic, and we're still in the middle of a pandemic. But last season really took shape of dealing in the beginning stages of a pandemic and COVID-19 testing. It went from that to dealing with the Breonna Taylor tragedy, George Floyd, Jacob Blake, and everything they had to deal with, postponing games, and the players' association, such as Nneka Ogwumike, the sister of Chinee, along with Sue Bird. And they showed the players' meeting of how would they honor Breonna Taylor. How would they honor her, and you know, what steps would be taken to, you know, bring awareness to her situation and her plight, as well as George Floyd and Jacob Blake and all the things that went down in the summer of 2020. If you have not seen the ESPN 30 for 30 144, you've got to watch it. It is phenomenal. And again, the Los Angeles Sparks, Chinee Ogwumike is the executive producer of the 144 documentary. So again, please check it out, whether it be on any of the ESPN platforms or whatever. It is amazing. My next storyline is going to be the 2021 WNBA opening weekend, filled with excitement. As they said before, it was some familiar faces returning. It was comebacks, and it was some familiar faces in new places. The opening weekend was outstanding. Again, the WNBA celebrating its 25th anniversary this season. And, man, I got to tell you, Candace Parker looked great in the Chicago Sky uniform. Sabrina Ionescu was outstanding. And Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury, she said old people still have dreams too. You know, there's never a dull moment with Diana Taurasi. And, man, I got to tell you, the Seattle Storm was, I mean, they are in championship form as of right now. It's only one weekend that has passed, but, man, they are on top of their game right now. We'll get more. I'll have get more into the scores and the highlights from opening weekend in just a little bit. But the WNBA opening weekend did not disappoint. And for my last storyline, the end of an era, Simone Augustus has announced her retirement. Simone Augustus, man, when she was a high school student in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Simone was on the cover of Sports Illustrated for Women, and the headline said, is she the next Michael Jordan? Well, Simone was an outstanding high school standout in Baton Rouge and received all of these college scholarships, which she chose to stay home in Baton Rouge to attend LSU, Louisiana State University. And during her time at LSU, they went to a couple of Final Fours. They didn't win the championship, but they were a force to be reckoned with during her time at LSU, playing alongside Sylvia Fowles and also Tamika Johnson, and just had a, it was some great teams during her time at LSU. And then after that, she would go on to a stellar career in the WNBA, winning WNBA Rookie of the Year with the Minnesota Lynx, and then also becoming a four-time NBA champion, in WNBA Finals MVP, an eight-time WNBA All-Star. I mean, what a phenomenal career she had. Also, being a three-time Olympic gold medalist, winning gold medals in 2008 in Beijing, also 2012 in London, and 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. What a phenomenal career Simone Augustus had in the WNBA, playing 14 seasons with the Minnesota Lynx and playing one season with the Los Angeles Sparks. And, you know, Simone is continuing her WNBA career. She is currently the assistant coach for the Los Angeles Sparks. So congratulations on a job well done. Great career by Simone Augustus. What more can you say? What a phenomenal player, doing her thing. Well, she did her thing overseas and playing ball in America in the WNBA. And definitely Simone is definitely sticking around, as I said earlier, the assistant coach of the Los Angeles Sparks, and making her mark felt in the world of women's basketball. All right, that concludes segment number one. When I come back from the break, I'll have the scores and highlights from opening weekend in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for listening to Striving for It All.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do, because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers, we're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do, because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers, we're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made-to-order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do. Because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers, we're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Striving for It All. And I tell you what, again, as I mentioned earlier, opening weekend in the WNBA did not disappoint. Let's get you caught up on Friday's games. Let's start off with the Indiana Fever going up against the New York Liberty. And I tell you what, this was a fantastic game from start to finish. But Sabrina Ionescu, it was just a year ago when she suffered that devastating injury. But guess what? She made up for it in a lot of ways. Here's how the Liberty would win the game.
Ball inbound to Kylie Shooks. 4 seconds left. Ionescu, a long three for the win, and she gets it! Sabrina Ionescu at the buzzer! 0.4 seconds left. Sabrina Ionescu, a baller on the New York Liberty. She is a game-time clutch player, and if I've ever seen a clutch shot, that is so sad. So hurt. You've seen her do it in college. Look at that. She turns. She sets her feet so nice. The bench loves it.
Did you see Victoria Vivian's face on the fever bench?
That audio was courtesy of the YES Network, and the New York Liberty Sabrina Ionescu hit the game-winning three-pointer to beat the Indiana Fever on Friday night. The final score was Liberty, the New York Liberty 90, the Indiana Fever 87. Here's what Sabrina had to say in her post-game interview.
Trying to get Sabrina. Sabrina, can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Sabrina, what's going through your mind when you take that last shot there?
I wanted it. I haven't played in a while. I wanted it for this team. We grinded out a huge win here, and just so happy to have fans, family here in attendance, and it's just the beginning for us.
And Sabrina, just describe this first game back. I mean, it's been 10, 11 months since you really seen the court. What was it like? You looked like you felt so comfortable out there.
I'm just excited to get back to playing and doing what I love. You know, my team supported me, my coaching staff, this entire organization, and this is what I love doing. The highs and lows, you know, everything through it, this really pays off.
And Sabrina, talk about...
All right, and again, that audio was courtesy of the YES Network. Again, on Friday night, the New York Liberty would beat the Indiana Fever 90-87. Of course, Sabrina Ionescu, she's back in top form. Again, she finished with scoring 25 points. She had 6 rebounds and 11 assists, including hitting the game-winning three-pointer. Also, some other players to note in that game on Friday night, the Liberty's Betnijah Laney would score 30 points, and the rookie Michaela Onyanwere would finish with 18 points. So again, on Friday night scores, the New York Liberty would beat the Indiana Fever 90-87. Also action on Friday night, the Connecticut Sun beat the Atlanta Dream. Final score 78-67. For the Sun, Jonquel Jones finished with 26 points, and Dawana Bonner would finish with 21 points. Continuing with Friday night action, the Phoenix Mercury and the Minnesota Lynx had a barn burner of a game. But Diana Taurasi was letting people know that, hey, she still belongs here. Here's how it happened.
Turner was reading that step back. Here's Dangerfield now with 2 seconds left. It's a turnover. Griner comes away with the ball up to Taurasi. The time here is stopped in the arena, but Taurasi hit that shot.
Diana Taurasi affectionately said, old people still have dreams too. And everybody still has dreams as long as you can get up and wake up in the morning and see another day. And that game-winning three-pointer by Diana Taurasi gave the Phoenix Mercury the lead and the win. The final score would be Mercury 77, the Lynx 75. Diana finished with 14 points, followed by Brittany Griner had a double-double with 17 points and 12 rebounds. Meanwhile, Breonna Taylor had a double-double as well with 13 points and 10 rebounds. Kia Nurse played with the New York Liberty last year, finished with 10 points. And Skylar Diggins finished with 18 points. Man, she's still doing her thing. So, again, the final score would be the Phoenix Mercury 77, the Minnesota Lynx 75. And capping off the Friday night schedule and on opening weekend in the WNBA would be the Dallas Wings going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Charlie Collier, in her first WNBA game, finished with a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds. Alicia Gray was the leading scorer for the Wings. She finished with 23 points. Arike Ogunbowale finished with 17 points. Isabel Harrison finished with 10 points. And Marina Mabry finished with 11 points. And, of course, the rookie Chelsea Dungy finished with only 3 points, but the final score to cap off Friday night's game, to cap off the Friday night schedule, the Dallas Wings 94, the Los Angeles Sparks 71. Saturday's games were just those games were full of dominance. The first game was there was a doubleheader on the Saturday schedule on ABC. First game was the Chicago Sky going up against the Washington Mystics. And after so many years of being with the Los Angeles Sparks, Candace Parker returns home to the Chicago area, and she did not disappoint on opening weekend. Here's some of the action of what Candace did against the Mystics.
Cloud finds her on the wing. She's one who can step out and shoot. Everybody can stretch the floor for Mike Tebow. Plays off the mark there. Chicago Sky getting used to kind of this new team as that last preseason game against the Fever in which they won. That was the first time that Candace Parker touched the floor for the Sky. They dump it off to her. Topper to Sky. And he has had some back issues and surgeries over the last few years, but Mike Tebow was encouraged by how she came in physically. And you're right, she can stretch the floor. She's exactly what their offense calls for. Parker stepping out for three and knocking it down. Well, Candace Parker, third overall.
Candace Parker, I mean, the reigning league defensive player of the year last season and showing that she still has it and then some. Candace would help the Sky go on to beat the Washington Mystics. Final score, Chicago 70, Washington 56. Candace Parker would finish with 16 points. The other leading scorer was Kalia Copper. She finished with 19 points. And then the final game on the Saturday schedule on the WNBA doubleheader was the Las Vegas Aces going up against the defending champion Seattle Storm. This was a rematch of last year's WNBA championship that took place in the wobble, in the WNBA bubble. And man, Jewel Lloyd, wow, what a player, once in a lifetime talent she is. Here's some of the action from Jewel and what she did against the Aces this weekend.
Cambage squeezes it in, and it's a strong start for the Aces. 7-0 in the early going. Dupree faces up and hits the bunny.
Really good look.
Gray rumbles in, had it taken away. Here comes Jewel Lloyd. Lloyd pushing, a little hesitation, and then lays it in with the left hand.
Doesn't have to be fast, but she gets Stewart off the.
That audio, again, was courtesy of ABC Sports and ESPN, just like the earlier audio that you heard with the Sky and the Mystics. And Jewel Lloyd, wow, helping the Seattle Storm get a big victory over the Las Vegas Aces. Final score, 97-83. Jewel finished with 22 points. Meanwhile, Brianna Stewart, what can you say about Stewie? She finished with a double-double with 28 points and 13 rebounds. Again, the Seattle Storm, 97. The Las Vegas Aces, 83. And again, in the Sunday, in the final day of the WNBA weekend, the New York Liberty would go up against the Indiana Fever again. This time, this game took place in Indianapolis. A little bit of a close game, but New York just really had a stronghold on this game from start to finish. And if Sabrina Ionescu hit the game-winning three-pointer on Friday night, on Sunday, Bettnija Laney made her presence felt in this contest against the Fever.
By the Indiana Fever here, as we see Laney once again attacking the basket. That's one of the reasons why Jantel Levender was brought into the Indiana Fever, was to add some force on the defensive end and that experience and awareness.
Laney pulls up and stays red hot. Now it's Laney running the floor and shook with the finish.
Again, that audio was courtesy of CBS Sports Network. And again, what a Bettnija Laney making her presence felt in the contest as the New York Liberty would go on to beat the Indiana Fever. Final score 73-65. Bettnija finished with 20 points. Meanwhile, Sabrina Ionescu would finish with 12 points, and Michaela Onyenwere would finish with 11 points. And then capping off the WNBA weekend on Sunday was the Connecticut Sun beating the Phoenix Mercury. Final score was Connecticut 86, Phoenix 78. And for the Sun, Dawana Bonner finished with 27 points. Meanwhile, Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 14 points and 13 rebounds. And Natisha Hydman, finished with 17 points, and Brianne January finished with 17 points. And that capped off the WNBA weekend, just some of the scores and the highlights from the from the weekend in the 25th anniversary to start of the WNBA season. Now let's get you caught up on the current league leaders from the opening weekend in the WNBA. Let's start in points per game. Bettnija Laney of the New York Liberty is currently the league leader with 30 points per game. Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm is number two. She's averaging 28 points per game. Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces is third. She's averaging 24 points per game. Alicia Gray from the Dallas Wings is fourth. She's averaging 23 points per game. And Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm is averaging 22 points per game. Next category is rebounds per game. The league leader in rebounds is Tierra McCowan from the Indiana Fever. She's averaging 16 rebounds per game. Number two is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Tied for third is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx and Kayla Thornton from the Dallas Wings. They're both averaging 11 rebounds per game. And Charlie Collier from the Dallas Wings is fifth. She's averaging 10 rebounds a game. Next category is assists per game. Number one is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She's averaging 11 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 8 assists per game. Coming in third is Tyasha Harris from the Dallas Wings. She's averaging 7 assists per game. And tied for fourth is Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. And Jordan Canada, also her teammate from the Seattle Storm. They're both averaging 6 assists per game. The next category is field goal percentage. Again, number one from the Seattle Storm is Ezzie McBegor from the Seattle Storm. She's shooting 75% from the field. Coming in at number two is Elizabeth Williams from the Atlanta Dream. Coming in third is Isabel Harrison from the Dallas Wings. Coming in fourth is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And in fifth is Christy Tolliver from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category is free throw percentage. Number one is Kayla Thornton from the Dallas Mavericks, from the Dallas Wings, I'm sorry. And then number two is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. Coming in third is Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. Coming in fourth is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. And coming in fifth from the New York Liberty is Michaela Onyenwere. Coming in next is a three-point percentage. At number one is Kayla Thornton from the Dallas Wings. Asia Wilson comes in at number two. And then at number three is Chelsea Dungy from the Dallas Wings. Coming in at fourth from the Seattle Storm is Ezzie McBegor. And then in fifth is Bettnija Laney from the New York Liberty. Coming in at number one in the next category is steals per game. Number one is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Coming in at number two is Alicia Gray. Followed at number three is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. Coming in fourth is Monique Billings from the Atlanta Dream. And coming in fifth is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Wild. The second to last category that we have is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Monique Billings from the Atlanta Dream. Coming in at number two is Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. Coming in third is Dawana Bonner from the Connecticut Sun. Coming in fourth is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And in fifth is Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. The last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number one is Brittany Griner. Actually, we have a tie for first. Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury is number one, followed by Courtney Williams. And then we have Alicia Gray, and then we have a three-way tie for third between Alicia Gray, Brianna Stewart, and Dawana Bonner. And also we could put also tied is Kayla McBride as well in minutes per game. So that's your current league leaders in the WNBA. And let's get you caught up on the standings before we go to break. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. Currently, the number one seed, the number one spot in the Eastern Conference belongs to the Connecticut Sun. They are currently 2-0, followed by the Chicago Sky is next. They're 1-0, followed by the New York Liberty. They're 2-0, and then the Atlanta Dream is 0-1. The Indiana Fever is 0-2, and then the Washington Mystics are at 0-1. Currently in in the category in the Western Conference, the Seattle Storm and the Dallas Wings are both 1-0. The Phoenix Mercury is next at 1-1, and then the Las Vegas Aces, the Minnesota Lynx, and the Los Angeles Sparks are all 0-1. And that's currently the league leaders and the standings in the WNBA. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the inductees into the 2020 2020 inductees into the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, as well as who will be entering the 2021 Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm Ed Robinson, and thank you so much for listening to Striving for It All.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
Hi, this is Terry Bradshaw here to remind you that rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus are important to know about. One in four Americans has a rheumatic disease, and I'm one of them. And if you're like me, folks, you don't have time for arthritis to slow you down. Between being a sportscaster, making movies, and checking things off my honey-do list, I'm busier now than I've ever been. Flare-ups aren't fun, which is why I follow the orders of my rheumatologist. Eating healthy, staying active, not smoking, taking my meds, and managing my stress all keep me going. I've also committed to my health by taking the American College of Rheumatology's pledge to live well with rheumatic disease, and you should too. Know the signs, get help, and take care of yourself, folks. Visit simpletax.org to take the pledge to live well.
There's gotta be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Wake up with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Our small seasoned potatoes with your choice of classic breakfast sandwich, all for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Breakfast Baconator excluded.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do, because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers, we're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
America's beverage companies are working together
to reduce plastic waste in our environment.
Not all plastic is the same.
At the Coca-Cola Company,
Keurig Dr. Pepper,
and PepsiCo,
our bottles are made to be remade.
We're carefully designing them
to be 100% recyclable, including the caps.
And we're investing in community recycling improvements
so that every bottle we get back
can be used to make new bottles.
That completes the circle and reduces plastic waste.
Please help us get every bottle back.
Learn more at everybottleback.org.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do, because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers, we're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Wake up with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Our small seasoned potatoes with your choice of classic breakfast sandwich, all for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Breakfast Baconator excluded.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, before we get on out of here, we just want to say a big special thank you to and congratulations, I should say, to the 2020 inductees into the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's start off with Tamika Catchings, a 10-time All-Star WNBA champion. I mean, Tamika, great career with the Indiana Fever, also an Olympic gold medalist on multiple occasions. Great great accomplishments for her. Congratulations to Tamika. Also, congratulations to former player, her former Baylor women's head basketball coach, Kim Mulkey, and the current head coach for the LSU women's basketball program. Of course, Coach Mulkey, an Olympic gold medalist as a player in the 84 Olympics and, of course, coaching at Louisiana Tech before going to Baylor and now the current head coach at LSU. So congratulations to her as well. Also congratulations to former women's college basketball coach Barbara Stevens. Also congratulations to inductees Tim Duncan, also Kevin Garnett, and Rudy Tomjanovich. And also big, big, big ups to the late, great Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, entering the Hall of Fame, man. Again, of course, what a moving speech that was by his widow, Vanessa Bryant, just talking about the man and just what he was like, and not just as a basketball player, but just as a human being in the preparation. What a great tribute to her widow and Mamba forever. And again, congratulations to Tamika and Kim and Barbara and, of course, Kobe and Tim and Kevin and Rudy and all of the inductees in this year's 2020 Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. Now, the class of 2021 has been unveiled, and of course we have Lauren Jackson, of course a great WNBA player, played on many great Olympic teams representing Australia, playing many years for the Seattle Storm, playing alongside Sue Bird, winning a WNBA championship. And, you know, congratulations to her. Also congratulations to Yolanda Griffith, playing for two-time Olympic gold medalist, seven-time NBA, WNBA All-Star, and played for the Sacramento Monarchs when the Sacramento had a WNBA franchise. Again, congratulations to her. Also, congratulations to contributor Val Ackerman, who was one-time the commissioner, I believe, for the WNBA, the first commissioner for the WNBA. So congratulations to Val, and also congratulations to the other inductees in this year's the 2021 Hall of Class of the class of 2021 in the Hall of Fame: Paul Pierce, Chris Webber, Chris Bosh, Ben Wallace, Rick Adelman, also Jay Wright, coach at Villanova. Bill Russell is being inducted as a head coach. That's going to be exciting. Tony Kukoc is going to be inducted this year as a player. Also, other contributors as well. Bob Dandridge will be inducted as well, and also contributors Cotton Fitzsimmons, Howard Garfinkel, Clarence Jenkins, and also Pearl Moore. So congratulations to the inductees in the class of 2021. And that's going to do it for another edition, this week's edition of Striving for It All. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, the opening weekend was outstanding in the WNBA, and I'll set the stage for hopefully a great season ahead of us and great games to come. Till next week, I'm Ed Robinson, and so long, and thank you for tuning in to Striving for It All.